Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old school Jay Foreman there. Tom Stevens sitting in for DP. Did you guys do the favorite Christmas music thing last week? Do you
we
have
did.
A favorite Christmas song? What's at the top of your list?
Probably Silent Night.
Silent Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Why, what'd you think it would be?
I don't know. Jingle Bells, just one of the regulars, one of the I guess Silent Night's up there.
Yeah,
certainly
Silent
classic.
Night.
I like that. Tanya, favorite Christmas tune? What's at the top of your list?
I am a huge fan of all versions of Carols of the Bells.
Oh, yeah. Carols of the Bells. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to play either of them, but...
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. What's going on? How'd your flight go back? I know that you were just coming back from Vegas today for your birthday.
Well, so my trip got a little bit messed up in that... My car ended up in Omaha. I was supposed to fly out of Lincoln, ended up flying out of Omaha. We had a 9-hour delay on Friday, and then our flight got delayed in Denver today, and we ended up just flipping our flight to Lincoln. So my car's in Omaha, and I'm in Lincoln, and we'll deal with it later.
Former Husker volleyball great Tanya Taki joins us. She graduated about the same time you did, Jay. So you guys must have met each other back in college, right?
You know, they were so focused on winning national championships that I don't know that he would pick me out in a crowd.
You didn't win a national title at that time, but you were in that era.
Yes, we went to the Final Four twice in my days, and then they won it the year before I got there and the year after, so I was a tweener.
Well, they were back in the Final Four again this year, Tanya. They fall in 5 sets. To Wisconsin after beating Pittsburgh in the Final Four. What'd you see Saturday night? I mean, kind of what you expected? Was that match like you expected it to go?
I mean, everything has been outside of my expectations, and I think everybody's expectations. And when a team can exceed everybody's expectations like that, it's kind of a special moment, I guess. I mean, the whole state and the whole country was, you know, falling in love with this team and the chemistry and the David and Goliath story, and you know that we weren't even supposed to be there, and you know that was something where we could have just laid an egg and lost in three and called it a night. But they fought and raised the level of volleyball for the whole country, set the bar really high, and I mean, everybody's just busting with pride right now.
Tanya, one thing I don't know much about volleyball, but I know Wisconsin had some extremely tall girls, right? So from your perspective, and I know you coach and run a successful organization, with girls like that, if you're going against somebody extremely tall like that, is there like certain sets that you can do to kind of get them to move and kind of, you know, expose their weaknesses, which is maybe their quickness? Just because obviously you're not going to be able to, you know, obviously spike it over 6 foot, 6'9" and 6'6"?
6'8" and
6'9".
Yeah,
6'8" and 6'9".
6'8" and 6'9" block. Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of like finding the holes, you know, if you're running the ball, you know, the running game, or you're trying to figure out where those holes are going to end up, and you use people as decoys to try to, you know, slow them down, give them a thought that, hey, maybe Caffey's going to get set, but instead it goes to Kubik on the outside. You know, you kind of, I don't want to call them trick plays, but you just do things to try to hold the blockers on the other side, very similar to football. And yeah, I mean, I kept texting my friends, you know, my little friend group of all the girls that I used to play with, and everybody's like, can we like figure out how not to set into a 6'8", 6'9" block? Like, can we change it up a little bit? Can we run some stuff out of the middle more? Can we pull the outsides off the net, give them a little more, you know, real estate to work with type of thing? And I mean, I just think that they went super hard as they could go. And, you know, sometimes when you're going hard and running up against 6'8", 6'9", and they're not just 6'8", 6'9" is the thing. Like, they play volleyball like an amazing 6 foot player who's played their whole life. You know, they're in the Jordan Larson skill level as a college player, but they're 6'8", 6'9", you know? And so it's not just tall, because that's one thing, but these girls are tall and also very coordinated. very powerful, very experienced. You know, Dana Recchi is one of the only players to ever be a five-time All-American because of the new COVID rules. And so, like, she's just a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, our team gave it its all, you know. Mm. Kayla Caffey is, what, 5'11"?
Maybe. Yeah, 6 foot. They list her at 6 foot. I don't think she's that tall. Yeah.
Well, I think she has the vertical to be over 6 foot, but I don't know that she's at the doctor's office without shoes on to be 6 foot. But, hey, that's right.
Yeah. I always wonder, like, since, you know, you're playing up there close to the net, is there a lot of trash talking? Because I know I would be saying, do you guys kind of say it in passing, or do you kind of, I guess you don't get it in their face, but obviously, you know, you could say it across the
there's
net.
There's some of that, too. I mean, there is the, you're at the net, you know, and there's definitely talk. It probably was more like Texas is more about that kind of stuff. And I don't know, some of it's kind of, you know, the other team can hear you. So you're saying things to your teammates and your setter about what's happening on the other side. And, you know, you're not saying, hey, the fat girl is going to get the ball, because obviously there's no, but it's not like you're specifically like name calling or anything, but you know, it's kind of that take that, oh, yeah, I got you, I got this. You know, that's very common in volleyball. Yeah. And then the stare downs, like Nick Lynn with the extra eyelash extensions, like she can stare down another player, and it's pretty funny.
They do have long eyelashes. So a few of them do. Batenhorst has a big I know, whatever you want to do. I like it. Fashion is definitely a thing in sports. As you are watching that team and realizing that John Cook is now 65 years old and Tyler Hillebrand has just taken the gig at Long Beach State, I kind of thought he was the coach in waiting. Do you think that now?
You know, I after having a season like that, I can't decide if Coach Cook is like fired up, let's go. I mean, I didn't call it when Coach Pettit left. You know, I was Coach Pettit's last senior, you know, and then in the news conference afterwards, they're like, is Coach Pettit retiring? I was like, I don't know how you retire when you have Amber Holmquist, Grace Julie Sapero. Like, he had the stellar senior class or freshman class coming in, and they ended up going 22-0 and winning a national championship the next year. I was like, how does he retire on a year like that? And I feel like the exact same thing with Cook. Like, how do you retire when the Final Four is in Omaha? You have six freshmen on this year's team going to be sophomores. They were the number one recruiting class. You have some of the number one recruits, you know, Maddie Kubik's sister, and, you know, she's Gatorade Player of the Year, and all these things happening. How do you just hang it up? Like, isn't that the stuff that you work for your whole life, is to have a team like this where you can just push the gas and go?
We'll see.
I mean, I don't try to be right about those things. I'm just saying that's got to be a tough decision.
Well, here's my question to that. I mean, obviously, you know, obviously playing and myself playing obviously a different sport. When you had success like that, whether it was, you know, thought that you're going to have success or you kind of earned it in the chemistry, from your experience, what is Coach Cook and the coaching staff going to have to do to not only manage expectations, but manage maybe, I wouldn't say like egos, but, you know, look, there's a lot of success and a lot of the, you know, notoriety is going to come to these young ladies along with the new recruits coming in. So now you have to kind of, I always feel like every year it's a new team, even though you can have the same players, right? So how do you manage those expectations or egos, or just kind of get everybody focused on one day at a time or one practice session at a time?
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Well, I think you saw that in the works here. You know, you had Lexi Sun not play hardly at all, you know, at the end of the stretch, and freshman got the nod, and, you know, you didn't see, you know, the team crumble. You saw them like rise up. And so I think because this team recognized how important and special what you just said exactly to the T needs to happen to have a magical season like that. And so if you have egos and you have, you know, why am I not playing, or why am I not getting that set, or why am I not in the, you know, the formation to make a great, you know, play on this ball, those kind of things, why am I not serving? When you have those questions and you question the coach and you question yourself, I think we saw that at the beginning of the season. There was a lot of questions from a lot of players. You know, we didn't have a starting lineup that was set ever. We never knew who was starting. We never knew who was playing. We never knew when somebody else was going to come in. And I think there was just a lot of questions. And, you know, you saw both sides of that. Questioned, didn't play well, stopped questioning and just went with it and just kind of believed in the system. And then we're, you know, playing for a national championship. So I think that this group saw what it takes to get to that point and this how special that was. And they're not, I doubt that they're going to let a freshman come in and have an ego and mess it up. Like somebody's going to be like, hey, not at Nebraska.
Former Husker volleyball great Tanya Taki is our guest. I want to ask both of you this question because players, maybe Kayla Caffey could come back and make, I don't know, $100,000 next year, $50,000, whatever it is. We saw Adrian Martinez benefit. Lexi's son certainly did this past year. How would it affect your decision or whatever you guys decide to do? Maybe you're thinking about the NFL versus coming back and making $100,000. How would that have changed your decision? First, start with Jay.
Well, back then, I don't even think we could have like a summer job. But right. So I think I would start my junior, senior year. I think I was working at Gallup, and the first job was digging a sand pit for the right. for the kids. But yeah, I mean, you know, for me, and I'm sure you know, young ladies have the option to go play, you know, professional volleyball, yeah. obviously overseas. Yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer. You go with the known, and unless you're going to be, you know, like if I, you know, Grant Wistrom and those guys, where yeah. they were legitimate first round picks, I think you go early. You know, in football, when you go in the first or second round, you're part of the salary cap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got to make decisions in playing time based yeah. off the salary cap. When you're a little bit lower, you're just a guy. And so, yeah, if they had NIL and I could have made $100,000 yeah. on yeah. top of being on scholarship, and their yeah. scholarship checks are weighing like 10 yeah. times more than what we
yeah.
got,
yeah.
it would be a no-brainer.
Do you think that affects things going down the road for – I mean, it already has in volleyball, but a girl like Caffey who could come back, Tanya?
Right. I mean, it's definitely the unknown for me, you know, talk about known unknown. I did have a summer job, but it was, I worked Husker Vision and made very little money, maybe $200 a month here or there. But yeah, to say that there's players that can make that kind of money. I mean, I think the other dynamic is what about the girls on the team that don't make the money? You know, yeah. then you have that dynamic when you talk about egos, just from the last question, how does NIL affect the last question, you know, mm-hmm. egos and, you know, dealing with that on a volleyball team and who should be starting. Well, heck, not only starting, but if I started for Nebraska, that means the difference between me making $50,000 and $100,000. I mean, that's just crazy to add that dynamic to it. But as far as like coming back, I mean, I think as far as I remember is I could tell you that the day that I was done, my shins were so happy to be done. You know, it's a wear and tear on your body.
Right.
And it's also wear and tear on your brain. So I think part of the coming back, you know, I think we saw in the difference between Lauren Stivrens and Lexi Sun was Lauren Stivrens is trying to go on and play volleyball somewhere in the world. Like she wants to make money playing volleyball, being a professional. She got drafted into the Athletes Unlimited. She wants to play pro. She wants to see where her body can take her. So you saw that this year. Like I got hurt, but I'm coming back and I'm going to go after this. And Lexi Sun was like, hey, I'm just kind of here maybe for the money, maybe to see how it goes. You know, this is my last year. I don't know what I want to do. And you saw the difference in just the speed, the intensity, the desire, just how they played. Yeah. They're just all of that was just a huge difference. So you have players that want to come back just for the money. Are you coming back just for the money? Or are you trying to come back and be like, make this team progress into the next level?
Yeah. Good topic. Go ahead.
Yeah, one more quick, and I just want to piggyback on that. Just explain, just from a volleyball, from your experience or just what you see. I've been trying to tell people for a long time, you know, I always say athletes have like, you know, dog sense or like, you know, animal. You can kind of look and see if somebody's really engaged, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So with the NIL, you can always tell people if they're really there for 100% or they're just there in presence. And you know, just from your perspective, NIL or just coming back for the wrong reasons, it usually comes out in the most intense times. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
Right. I mean that's what I basically just got done saying. Like when the camera panned to Lauren Stivrens, she was staring down the other team and figuring out how to like kick their butt.
Right.
you know, and then Lexi's son, you know, is smiling and she's like flipping her hair and like making sure her shirt's tucked in and those kind of things. And that's just my, just from my perspective, I have no inside info on this. It's just from watching, you know, from the stands and from the TV angles, you know, how are girls being perceived? And that's just how it went for me. And I was just thinking that's probably what the NIL effect is happening right here. And that's just an example. And, you know, every person is different. I mean, I'm sure Nicklin Haynes is getting NIL and going to be, you know, and I saw a Lauren Stiverins effect on Nicklin. When Lauren Stiverins came back, Nicklin played with more fire, more enthusiasm. I get to play one more, you know, six more months with my best friend. You know, I don't know that I saw Nicklin being like, oh, I know she has the eyelashes going, but I didn't see her like, worried about how she looked or how it looked on TV or whatever. She just was going for it, you know? And so I think it just affects different players different ways. And I think that's why Coach Cook hires the, you know, sports psychologists and having team managers and having so much staff to say, hey, we need to take care of this because I don't know how to deal with this. This is brand new. How do you deal with one player getting $50,000 and one getting zero? And then the next player getting 100. Like, how do you deal with that in the locker room?
That's a dynamic you've never had to deal with in the past.
Right.
It is an interesting topic. Great stuff, Tanya. We appreciate the time. And, you know, next year will be here before you know it.
Yes, but will you be?
Yeah. Well, who knows? We'll find out.
All right.
Good stuff. Thank you, Tanya. Thanks.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Tanya Taki, former Husker volleyball great. It's an interesting topic to me with NIL.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the transfer portal. I think it's the thought was great. I think it just affects, money.
And they go hand in hand, NIL and the transfer portal.
It affects people the wrong, different ways. Some of it's a positive. You saw the center for Iowa donate $30,000 of his NIL money back to the hospital up there. So it just depends. If you're there, this is the thing about sports, man. You get usually, here's the deal with any sport, especially at a high level, you have to practice, play, or you have to practice, prepare, train mentally, physically, and I would say spiritually with no guarantee of success. But you have to give everything that I said 1,000%.
Right.
But if you give 50% or you get 85%, you're going to be lucky if you get that percent.
Right.
Most of the time, you're going to get less.
Yeah,
you can usually tell. You can look at a guy, and there's always people on every team that, they might have been, you know, good player, just don't have the 100% respect. Where are you going?
I'm going nowhere. I'm going to be here.
She said, are you going to be back here? Are you going?
What she's talking about. I have no idea what Tanya's saying. Making up stories is what she's doing.
I don't believe that. Tanya's pretty buttoned up tight, so it must be something you ain't telling me.
We'll find out more as the new year gets closer. But I do need to – is this Nick's trivia take? Is that what he –
It's at 45, but Nick's nowhere to be found.
No. He
must be outside singing Silent Night.
Does he do it on this side of the break or the other side of the break?
The other side of the break.
Okay. So we'll do – he probably knows that. Nick's trivia question of the day. We'll do it, and it's coming up. By the way, dial us up on the Honda of Lincoln hotline, 464-5685, the Sauter-Hammond text line. There are guys backing out of bowl games. A lot of guys doing it. It's becoming the norm. I want to get your take on it coming up. It's old school with Jay Foreman, DP, not here. I'm sitting in for him today.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.